Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
We always talk about the key pieces you need to have in your retirement income strategy. So today, Eric is going to help us piece together your retirement planning puzzle. So glad to have you along with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. A couple things we want you to have handy here. First of all, the phone number that you'll need for our show today. It's 800-454-1184. You may call or text the word VISIT to that number, 800-454-1184. Plus, you can get the complimentary toolbox with Eric's book just by texting the word toolbox to this same number, 800-454-1184. Find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, it's definitely a puzzle when you talk about retirement. And I've always kind of actually liked doing puzzles or solving ways to put things together. And you know, I think retirement's a lot like that, of how to figure out how to put all these things there. And you know, as we're kind of thinking about vacations and all that stuff, and people are planning all that fun stuff for their summer, it's still good to think about, hey, if I can spend some time solving this puzzle, maybe I'll have a lot more fun trips permanently.
Exactly.
And so that's what we want to cover today.
Yeah, this is a big retirement planning puzzle. And I want to turn to a moment to Pat Sajak. He just announced his retirement, Eric. 76 years old. He has hosted Wheel of Fortune for 40 years. Did you make Wheel of Fortune part of your like television show you watched during dinner or anything?
On and off, but not a huge fan. But I mean, it's cute to watch. But
yeah, I mean, it's just Hangman, basically, you know.
Yep.
But here's what Pat had to say, actually 20 years ago, when someone asked him when he was going to retire.
At some point, I'll say to myself, you know, I don't want to be on the set whittling and drooling. So at some point, you'll say, let's let someone else do it.
Well, first of all, I don't know anybody who whittles anymore in retirement. Do you?
I'm sure there are some people, for sure.
But, maybe so.
Probably not as many.
Yeah, I know. But so I guess he and Vanna are both going to retire, so they're going to do it together. So anyway, it's kind of exciting because they have done that show for 40 years. And most of us will have a 40-year career, and then we're going to retire and we're going to look at another, you know, maybe 3 or 4 decades of retirement. So here's my question to you. How do you prepare for that?
Yeah, well, you definitely need a plan. You know, you can't just spin the wheel and hope it lands on the, you know, $1 million in your set or something
right.
like that. Yeah, you definitely don't want to do that. And, you know, it really comes down to knowing, you know, how much money you have now and how much can you spend and will that last? And of course, you want to include inflation, taxes, all those things in there. And once you see that that money is okay, then that's fine. But if it's also not okay, that's not as good. But you want to know before something bad happens or before you take action.
Yeah, definitely. So we say that we look at our income strategy like a puzzle, just like, you know, you like to do puzzles, you lay the pieces out, you have that picture there, you look at it and you go, okay, you know, what's missing? And you look at the picture, what's missing in this puzzle? Same thing with a retirement strategy. Something's missing that doesn't make sense. You know, tell us, you know, what would be the key pieces of this comprehensive strategy that you're talking about that we can't live without?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, literally I had somebody who was a listener of the show, and you know, they texted in and you know, set a time to talk, and you know, they thought they were pretty close to retiring. They had, you know, a good amount of assets saved, but they just had no idea. You know, they were both good in their own jobs, but you know, this is not their normal, you know, thing, right?
Yeah.
And some people just don't want to deal with finances, or you know, they might know about it some, but they don't really know the planning aspect. So, you know, we went through the five key areas. First, of course, having an income plan. So we took them to that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we looked at that income plan, said, okay, well, here's, you know, some strategies around Social Security. And often Social Security, maybe one of the strategies is take it sooner than later, because I find lots of times it actually works out better for people. you know, looking at how that income is going to come in. And then, of course, how have you shifted your investment assets to now producing income? Because when you're working, you don't care about the income aspect. But when you're retired, oh boy, you need that money every check, you know, every month. You can't just wait. Yeah. And then looked at the tax ramifications. How can we pay not lower tax today, but lower taxes over our lifetime? And so we went through there and we started having kind of some plans for some, you know, smaller Roth conversions, but to lower down that tax over their lifetime. And then, of course, looked at healthcare. Luckily for them, they were at 65 already. So, you know, we didn't have as much of an issue, but if it's pre-65, you got to really watch out. And then, you know, legacy, you know, we just want to make sure that they have that wills and trust set up, that the accounts are titled. They had some other accounts that were in joint names, but they already had a trust where it should be, you know, moved into the trust. So, you know, all those little things that we fixed. And, you know, when it came down to it, it was, you know, hey, yeah, you are okay. It's just, let's make this risk level a little lower. Let's make sure we've got some more guaranteed money, some stuff that's what I like to call foundational money, stuff that doesn't go away. And then, you know, that's what they didn't have much of. And then they also didn't have any steady income. These are, you know, portfolios that really basically have very low volatility, but, you know, put off some good income. And again, you need income when you retire, right?
Yeah.
And then lastly, having the market money. So after we, you know, redid all that stuff, you know, they decided to, you know, go for it. And they actually, you know, did what Pat's doing. Well, not drooling and whittling, I guess, but they did, you know, go ahead and say, hey, yeah, let's retire. And, you know, they're looking at, driving their RV all over the place in the northern part of the country, I guess, at first and such. So, you know, that's the nice thing is they're able to do that and, you know, be able to, you know that they're going to be okay. And with our help, we're going to keep checking in with them, making sure they're not doing anything crazy in retirement and spending too much or anything. So, you know, again, that's something that, you know, if you want to, you know, set a time to talk, or if you just want to get a lot of great data, we've got several different downloads. We've got, you know, how to make sure you know, you don't run out of money, how to make sure your money lasts forever, Social Security decisions, even my book, Worry Less Wealth. We have that all digitally available to you, along with a spot to set a time to talk. Texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, when it does come to all those main pieces of the retirement plan you were just telling us about, what would you say is the one that people most overlook?
Well, probably spending. They don't really get a good grip on how much they spend. And so a lot of times I like to try to use, you know, people's take-home pay before they stopped working. But the other way is to do the no BS budget. And look at your last 12 bank statements, adding up all the withdrawals, and divide by 12. So if you use that checking account to pay off your credit card, that includes your credit card spending by paying that off.
Wow.
So it's not as complicated as it sounds, but once you do that number, I bet it'll be at least 20, if not 40% higher than you guess.
Yep.
Well, I guess I should say, guess the number first, then do the analysis and see. But everybody tells me the wrong number. And then, of course, they also forget the fact that, you know, usually you're paying for healthcare through your job. Well, once you retired, you know, you have to pay your own Medicare premiums and your supplement and all these other things. So that's probably one of the bigger ones, I think, is the spending and costs. People don't fully appreciate, you know, what they are going to spend in retirement. And then that can really mess up the calculations a lot.
So somebody listening is thinking, maybe I need to get a second opinion on what I'm doing. Tell them what they need to do.
Yeah, it's quite simple. You know, you can either, you know, set a time to book with us, and, you know, that's the easiest way to do it. You can also see our toolbox online. But yeah, if you just want to set a time to talk, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, that can be on the phone or on Zoom. But again, give us a call and leave a message, or you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more of Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and the mission of Heckman Financial is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, as we do approach retirement, we are headed into some unknown territory. We've been working 30, 40 years in our careers, and all of a sudden we face retirement, and it's a whole new world. And, Eric, I kind of want to break into song, into the Aladdin song, It's a Whole New World. You know, I know you had boys, but I don't know if you ever saw the Aladdin one show where they're on the carpet and they're singing. It's a whole
new world. They all did theater. They all did a lot of music theater. Yeah. So yeah, they would go along with that.
It's a whole new world. It's different than our parents and our grandparents. So we're going to talk about some helpful ways to protect our retirement income. But first, I want you to tell us how retirement has changed.
Well, the probably biggest one, of course, is the good old pension, right?
Yeah.
And unless you're... you know, around here, maybe a long time Lockheed or Northrop, or, you know, you work for the government, you know, or a teacher or something like that. Those still have some pensions, you know, public safety people. But for the most part, yeah, most of us, no more pensions, right? No more 25 years, get the gold watch and have that money for the rest of your life. And you can kick back on the rocking chair and, you know, hang out or whatever. Now, a lot of us don't want to kick back on the rocking chair because that just sounds really boring, especially
right.
To me. I mean, I hate just sitting on the beach. That's horrible. I want to go and be in the waves or do something. So, it's definitely changed. But I think that's probably the number one thing is that income security. And now, sadly enough, I mean, you know, anybody who logs onto their Social Security statement at, you know, you can go to ssa.gov, get the one of those statements, the Social Security Administration statements that they used to mail you, and now they've gone paperless. And, you know, you go there and they have that little thing that says, you know, usually around 2035 or something, you know, it changes a lot, but, you know, that there's going to be a point where they can only pay 80 or 79% of their payments. And that's scary, right? Because not only do you not have a pension, but now there's some sort of question mark at some point in Social Security payments. So yeah, that's changed a lot because it's all you now. It's nobody else, right?
Right. Here's the deal. We do not know the date of our finish line, right? And so we don't know what that journey in retirement is going to be like, whether it's going to be 40, 50 years or shorter or full of, you know, issues with health and all that. So tell us how you help your clients develop more confidence and clarity that their money is going to last no matter what happens.
Yeah. And that's always kind of a moving target, right? Because like you said, there's no finish line. I mean, well, there is a finish line. It's kind of, I don't know if it's a finish line or an end line, right? So it's kind of like a game over line, I guess, maybe almost a better thing. But
yeah.
Hopefully that game over is quite the ways down, right? And so that journey through that game till it finally ends. Yeah. How do you make sure you know you've got enough? How do you make sure that that's going to keep going? And, you know, and then also how do you fit other goals in? Like I had one client that, you know, they've really had a dream of buying a beach house and they've done a really fantastic job of saving and building up money. And well, one thing is they didn't have kids, which saves you a ton of money.
It doesn't,
though. I had three of them. And, we said, okay, hey, let's run some numbers. And so we kept going back and forth and that was able, now they were able to see that, yeah, they could buy a beach house and it's not going to, you know, kill their retirement dreams and stuff. And, you know, they may not want to retire early because it might be a little tougher. And so that's the cool thing is when you can see that and you can test it and you can model it and know it's there with taxes, inflation, everything all in there. what that tool is actually called as an income plan. And it's got to be written. It's got to be something that you can update every single year. And it's got to account for, like I said, everything: income tax, inflation, all your spending, if you retire early, how you're going to pay for health care, then make sure you remember to account for health care 65 on. All those types of issues need to be in that plan. And then, of course, you have to figure out, how do I invest, not for accumulation anymore, but how do I invest for money, right? I got to turn those dollars into paychecks now, or what we like to call playchecks, right? How do I have money to play with? And so now you need to make sure you have some foundational assets, because you can't afford to just say, oh, I'm not going to take money out this year. Well, if you're retired, you don't have a choice, right? You need to keep spending money and living. And so you can't just wait for the market to recover. So that's why you need some foundational guaranteed money. You need some of that steady income money. It's always paying you cash flow. That's not, beholden to all the market whims, and then have the remainder in the market. But it can't be invested like how it was when you were working, because you can't have 100% of your money in the market. That's too scary, too crazy, and too all over the place. So, that's how we help people do that. And our process is called Building the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So we do that income plan, do that investment plan, and then more importantly, throw in the tax planning around that. I mean, we are not somebody who says, oh, go talk to somebody else about taxes. That's stupid, I think. So, you got to be able to talk about income, investments, and the tax ramifications of everything in there. And then, of course, cover healthcare. How's that going to be spending, and what's that going to be like? And then legacy. Make sure all those beneficiaries are up and running the right way, and make sure your people you like get the money, not the government, not the attorneys. Again, this is something that we've been doing for radio listeners. We've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee and just saying, hey, let's just go ahead and get this planning done. We'll show you what path you're on, because everybody has an income plan. Even if they don't know where they're headed, you're headed someplace. And then we'll show you, that course. And then at the end of that second meeting, when we show you that income plan and that investment, healthcare, tax, legacy plan, then we'll say, here's some issues you need to fix. And then at that point, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. But again, this is so critical for people. If you want to just take some time out of your day and say, hey, let's get this done. Let's make sure I'm taken care of, because I'm the most important person to me, right? Always. And then you can take care of your loved ones and everybody else. We have a lot of tools up in our toolbox. And that's one of the things that you can request. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can call and leave a message and request the toolbox. That's at 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download all the resources there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this toolbox is complimentary. So this is just a way to honestly transform your worries of retirement into confidence. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox, something that we want you to get free of charge. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So thanks for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, I've told you before, my husband and I are a perfect example of a couple who did it all wrong. We were one of those people who said, oh, well, when we have extra money, we'll start saving for retirement. We were just spending, doing everything when the kids were younger. But now here we both are, 60s and looking retirement in the eye. If we came to you today wanting to retire, you would have to tell us, well, you got a little shortfall, probably have to work the rest of your life. I don't think we're alone, but how do you help people like us?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always fun when I can say, hey, your money's going to last for the rest of your life, no problem, everything looks great, you're on track. Yeah, but that doesn't always happen. And so, yeah, a lot of times, I've had some people that had really kind of, literally I had one person who, she'd been divorced and had some other setbacks and stuff, but she wanted to have $7,000 a month. So that's $84,000 a year. Mm. And she had saved up $120,000.
Oh, dear. A little short.
So it's like, have you done any math? I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician to really know that, that withdrawal rate, okay, 2 years later,
that's it.
Okay, maybe once you have Social Security, maybe you only have to take out half, so maybe you can last 4 years. I mean, it's not enough, right? And so, that's when you have to figure out, okay, what else can you do? If you own a house, can you get a reverse mortgage and pay off that mortgage? And then maybe you don't need seven, maybe you only need 4,000 a month now, right? I mean, there's lots of things, a lot of creative things you can do, but lots of times the answer may be that you got to work a little bit longer. And, you know, that sucks. That's not as fun, but, you know, that might be the reality. You know, the other thing is maybe you also get a job for fun, you know, something that a client who moved up to Bend, Oregon, and that was her big goal, was she'd been working at HP for 30 plus years and was just so burnt out. She just wanted a job that, you know, at 5 o'clock, she's off work. She doesn't think about work until she shows up at 9 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Not something she was at home emailing crazy and doing stuff and all that. And so, yeah, so that's the big deal of trying to figure out how you're going to do that. And, you know, it's really a lot of it's about how's money going to last. So one of the things we have developed is this toolbox here that we have. So we've got a lot of resources up there. We've got a copy of my book. We've got a lot of educational materials that you can pick and select from and just download. So again, if that's something you want to grab, super easy. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can even call and leave a message for toolbox, but text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't you think if you had $1 million saved, that would be enough to retire comfortably? Eric tells us otherwise.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make decisions for your own situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. We have for you a Wealth Creator Toolbox that you can get complimentary, which includes his book and a whole bunch of other educational reports that can guide you with retirement. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox. Now, becoming a millionaire is kind of a benchmark for all Americans. You know, I've always thought, oh, if only I could save $1 million. But is that even enough to retire with? And Eric, were you a fan of the Austin Powers movies with Dr. Evil in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Definitely.
My husband can quote Austin Powers big time. But remember when he wanted to put the world up for ransom at $1 million?
Right, yep.
And the world leaders just laughed at him because $1 million wasn't what it had been before he'd been frozen in time. To me, $1 million is a lot. I think I'd be good with that. But is that enough to retire on? And how do you help your clients determine how much is enough for their situation?
Yeah, well, I'm always scared for people who have a set dollar amount, right? Because of that exact reason. You know, I remember for some reason I was, you were mentioning, you know, Austin Powers and Mike Myers, but
yeah,
when I was a kid, it was more Michael J. Fox and you know, his business-minded character that he had.
Alex Keaton. Yeah.
Alex Keaton. Yeah. And so, you know, looking at that and, you know, I just remember back then, you know, if you made $100,000, I mean, gosh, $100,000, you'd be so wealthy at that time.
I know.
And you know, now at Stanford, if I think it's up to $125,000. If your family makes less than that and you get into Stanford, you don't have pay tuition.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, I mean, that's how far that number's flipped. And, I mean, the other one is Bare Naked Ladies has a song about, you know, if I had $1 million. Well, then Bruno Mars comes out with, you know, I want to be a billionaire, right? So, I mean, that just tells you the inflation just in songwriting, you know, goals, right? So that's how much things change. So the hard part is, yeah, you may get to that goal of that number that you had, but what if that goal really sucks in you know, once you get there, right? So that can be scary if that's, you know, the number, because what if you shot really low and you get there and then you find you don't have enough money to, you know, to survive or to have the standard of living that you wanted, right? So a lot of times people use a 4% rule, but math is so much easier at 5%. Yeah, and if you guys aren't really good at math, the easiest thing is usually you can do 10%, which, you know, move the decimal point over, right? And then cut it in half, and that's 5%. So, you know, $1 million, move the decimal point over, it's $100,000, cut it in half, $50,000. Mm-hmm. So $1 million, if you weren't trying to spend the principal and you could earn average 5%, you know, you could be getting about 50 grand a year. So, you know, that's $4,000, you know, a month, right? It's not too bad. But of course, then you have to see how much are you spending, right? And how much are you getting Social Security? Are you trying to retire early? So that may or may not work depending on your spending level. I mean, I've met some people that have paid off their house that love to garden and they don't do much outside. They're just very, you know, whatever you want to call it, homebodies, and they love that kind of lifestyle. And they can live on, you know, $3,000-$4,000 a month. So $1 million for them is probably fine. But there's other people who want to do a ton of travel. You know, they want to do fun stuff. They want to go see the world. They want to have dinner in nice restaurants and stuff. And they're wondering how they can only get by on $10,000 a month. Right. So if you're somebody like that, the million's not going to be enough. So, yeah, I think it's better if you have an income plan and you're looking at that income plan and saying, okay, if I need to spend this much money a month, because that's what I'm living on now, or that's what this lifestyle I want, how much do I need to have saved up for that? Because also, there's some tools that can guarantee your money for the rest of your life. Well, those tools sometimes can pay out 6 or 7% because they're paying out your principal and interest, but they're guaranteed they can't run out. Well, if you're using some of these tools, then your money can last maybe way, way, way longer. And so, you know, by good planning and using everything that's out there financially, that's really the better key. Again, that's why we set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we do is we have a first talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns. And then we set up a second meeting where we actually show you the path you're on today. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, there's no cost. We're waiving that $1,500 planning fee to radio listeners. So 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, thank you for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, what would you say are some lessons we could learn from retirements in the past? Maybe some common mistakes we should try to avoid.
Well, the number one biggest issue is the fancy term is sequence of returns. But I basically call it luck. And luck is a very hard tool to master. Right, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, you know, one of the things we use lots of times in if we're doing talks or educational webinars, and you know, you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and see what things we have upcoming. But one of the things we often will talk about is having one portfolio where somebody took the money out in the 90s, and then that same person took a different person took that same money out of that same portfolio in the 2000s, and the difference. This is of a $500,000 portfolio. The difference after 10 years is over $1 million difference in value on
good
500.
Grief. Oh.
So in other words, one was almost out of money and one had made money. And this is with the same investment. You go, hold it. The same investment, one person had tons of money and one person had almost no money. How can that be? Because, you know, oh, it's supposed to be who's the best advisor or who's got the best tools or who's got the best trading stuff, right? You see all that junk on TV or, you know, here I'm going to log on to Robinhood and make all this money, or I'm going to do all this day trading and make all this. It's not the investment tools. It was literally the luck of the draw of what were the returns when that person was withdrawing money, because the rules change monstrously when you're withdrawing versus accumulating. Because when you're accumulating the money, ups and downs don't matter because you didn't take anything out. When you're taking it out, it makes a monster, monster difference. So I think the biggest mistake that people don't realize and don't know enough about is the fact that you're going to most likely be retired for 3 decades. And statistically speaking, if you look at the law of the past decades, we've had some good ones and some bad ones, but typically about every decade out of 3 decades is bad. So the luck factor is, do you get that bad decade the first, the second, or the third decade? Obviously, it's really best to have it in the third decade. But if you have in that first one, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to work when you're in your 70s, right? You know, you have to have a plan and you have to have some other assets, some stuff that's guaranteed, some stuff that pays some steady income. If you have it all market money, you are pretty much guaranteed not to have a great successful retirement because you're going to have that bad decade at some point. And what's that going to do? So I think it's probably the number one common mistake that people don't learn from is, or don't know enough about, is the fact that they need to have some other planning for when they withdraw versus accumulate.
So then here's the deal. How do you help people build a retirement plan that's designed to stand the test of time, no matter what challenges they face?
Well, it's all about having options, right? You know, I was a scout and all my boys were in scouts, and I'm still scout leader. I'll someday get out of it.
I don't know. Then you'll have grandkids.
Yeah, after 15, 20 years, maybe. You know, but, and one of the big things there, of course, is be prepared, right? And, you know, so you want to have options. And to me, the biggest, scariest thing is anybody who has 100% of their money all in the market, so stocks and bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, if they have 100% of their money in the market, when things go bad, they have zero options. There is no, it's really what you're doing is you're saying, okay, which one was the best because it lost the least? And I'm going to sell that, which makes no sense. Because that's kind of like getting rid of your star player because your team's been losing. You know, but you don't want to get rid of the worst thing because it's the one that lost the worst. But that's usually where you should go. You know, so really what you want to do is have some options, have some alternatives. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial and stuff. So you know, if you want to, again, get that toolbox, get some information there. And then if you wanted to reach out or if you have somebody in that situation, definitely have them get a hold of us and we can help them a lot. Again, you can either text the word toolbox or just call and request it at 800-454-1184. Again, that's toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Take advantage of the special offer from Eric and his team. Get some help with your retirement planning. We are not done yet. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric has over 30 years of helping people like you have remarkable retirements. He's a certified financial planner. He will give you solid, independent, and personalized advice. He would love to guide you about retirement planning. So there are some quotes that we all have maybe heard from somebody that we love, like a grandparent or a parent or even maybe a famous person. And we just hold on to that wisdom as we go through life. And some words of wisdom stand the test of time. So, Eric, I thought it'd be fun today right now to go over some timeless advice or quotable quotes that actually relate to retirement. Are you good with this?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, here we go. First one, of course, Warren Buffett. We all know him. You've probably heard this one before. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. But that's easier said than done, right, Eric?
Yeah, and yeah, he has lost money in the past. So.
Yeah, see?
So, yeah, it's not that you can never lose money, but you also don't want to take stupid risks and do stuff that's, yeah, doesn't make any sense. You know, sometimes, sadly, I find people that, you know, they're behind. And so they say, hey, I'm just going to go for it. And they'd be super risky. And, you know, it's the exact wrong time. I mean, mm-hmm. I had some clients that, you know, they're looking to buy a house and they'd saved up some money. So they, this was the beginning of 2022. They went out and bought pretty much every single tech stock or hyped up stock that you could imagine.
Wow.
And within like 3 or 4 months, that 100 was down to 40.
What? No.
Because also, yeah. So instead of starting with normal, kind of boring, you know, typical investments, no, they went for it all. You know, like went from zero to 100 you know, right away, and you know that's not the way you want to do that. And of course, they definitely forgot rules one and two. So you want to be smart about risk, yeah. but you don't want to also be going crazy either. So it's all about balance: having some foundational money, having some steady income, and then having that market money. But if you've got some money that can never go down in retirement, then that's going to be okay because you, since you're never going to lose money on that pot of money, mm-hmm. yeah, you take that on those bad years and
yeah.
on the good years, you take it from the market side. But
right.
the problem is if you have 100% market side, you've got only one option and it's not a good option. So,
no.
yeah.
Here's another piece of timeless advice. This is from Tennessee Williams. It's a good one. You can be young without money, but you can't be old without it.
Yeah, no, that's definitely really good. Mm. you know, that's very, very true. It's pretty tough to be older and not have the money. And, you know, you may think you can work forever. And I've had a lot of people say, oh, I'm just going to keep working. And, you know, they're going to have to wheel me out of here or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But stuff happens. You know, you change, your health changes, or your just attitude changes. And yeah, you need to have some money to get by and survive and, you know, still have a decent life. So, yeah, that's really all about, you know, planning, putting money away, making sure you're saving that money up. You know, even a little bit is going to add up to a huge amount later on. And people just don't understand the power of compound interest. So, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, I'll wait to save till I have more money. You're never going to have more money.
That's
You're always going to have something to spend money on. So, so just take it out, take it off the top first, put it in that account. And, you know, then when you're old, you'll have some money and yeah. you won't have to worry about this quote.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the things that, you know, that we've done is to help people out is we've actually assembled some various tools that people can use, like, you know, how will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much taxes in retirement? The Social Security decision. There's so many different tools that we put up in all in one spot on our toolbox website. And you can even get my copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, or even set a time to talk. So yeah, if you want to get a copy of all that and get access to all that great info, there's no cost, no fee. All you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, very simple. In fact, you were just talking about finding your balance. There's even a piece on that too in there. So many great resources here that Eric and his awesome team at Heckman Financial have worked so hard to put together for you. So take advantage of this. And thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're going over some timeless advice and relating it to retirement. Here's a guy, Nathan W. Morris, a personal finance author, and he wrote, every time you borrow money, you're robbing yourself, your future self, I should say. You're robbing your future self. How often do people not realize this until they're working on their financial plans?
Well, you know, I think we're all guilty of this. I started over 30 years ago and started in a career where you get no income and you have to find your own clients. And
tough.
It's not an easy business to start for sure. and so lots of times, you know, I just go, oh, it's okay. We can leave some money on our credit card. You know, we'll make it back because I'll have so much more business next month. And right. And then of course something else happens. And all of a sudden 5-10 years later, you're like, okay, I got to figure out how to pay off all these bills. And luckily we righted that ship. But, you know, I think that's what a lot of us do when we're younger is we just, you know, spend and spend, and then all of a sudden you kind of go, hold it, how much money did I just spend on that?
Yeah.
And you know, at least nowadays credit cards are at least a little bit better, where it's, you know, they have that horrible thing that says, you know, oh, if you just pay the minimum payment, it'll take you, you know, 25 years or something stupid to pay this off. And, you know, hopefully there's a little bit more disclosure out there, but still I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, how they are robbing from their future self by, you know, just paying for that stuff or waiting to buy it is really the bigger key, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need the fanciest car right away. You don't need to, you know, wait till you have more money to be able to actually afford that. And, you know, I think, you know, it's just human nature and almost the American way to buy more and spend more than you should. And Oof, yeah, not good for the long term, because all those dollars that you not only robbed from your future self, you also gave away to some other institution, and now they're going to have more fun, and
yeah,
you're not going to have as much fun.
Here's another piece of timeless advice from Will Rogers. Too many people spend money they earned to buy things they don't want to impress people they don't like.
Isn't that what social media is?
Yes, exactly.
Pretty
yeah.
much, right? So,
right.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, Will Rogers has definitely a lot of famous quotes about, various aspects of life and things. And so it is one of those things where, you know, again, people, especially when they're younger, they you know, spend too much money on too many things, and or they just, you know, go for that higher up thing, you know, that fancier car, or you know, maybe they try to get the bigger house where they overextend themselves, and then they run into other debts, can't afford things. And so, yeah, no, I think there's a lot to be said for that. You know, does this really make sense for, you know, for me to be buying all this stuff? And then, you know, the sad part is probably the number one thing that most newly retired people do for anywhere from 6 months to a year is declutter their house.
Of course.
It's almost always for almost all my clients, that's the first thing they do, is they just throw away all those accumulated yeah. years of junk.
Yes.
So that super fancy
See?
Thing that was so great.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, you just think about technology. I mean, you bought that great, Walkman that became a Discman, that became a, iPod, that became
exactly.
your phone.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of those things did you buy over those years and throw away? And did you run out and get the newest and latest and greatest? And how much did that cost you in the end? Mm-hmm. Because if you hadn't spent all that money, imagine how much money you'd have in your pocket,
yeah.
right? So. No, I mean, I think that is a pretty common issue for a lot of people of, you know, not just, you know, just buy the stuff you need to have, buy the stuff that makes sense. But, I mean, obviously people with a little house and other stuff movement are starting to realize that, yeah, you don't need all these, all this stuff. And then that frees up more money for you to have fun, enjoy life and have fun. But, you know, again, we've got a lot of great items up on our toolbox site. You know, if you want to find out, will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much money in taxes and retirement? When should you turn on Social Security? And even my book, Worry Less Wealth, or even Set a Time to Talk. All of those links are there. All you have to do is, it's pretty simple, is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. And again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, we'll be right back with the rest of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Come to the time in our show when Eric tells us some stories on how things have worked out for the best for some retirees. So, Eric, can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, well, this one's actually somebody who'd listened to the show a couple years ago, and they knew they were getting closer to retirement, and they knew they needed a plan. they were in the personal services business, so they had a business to sell. They already were, well, they were, I think just when we first met, they were just in the process of putting a deposit down on a house that they're going to be building out in Florida, because they
wow.
originally were from the East Coast. And so they wanted to move back out there, but the complication is, who's going to buy their business, and, you know, who's going to, then they need to sell their house here, and the timing of all that stuff. So, you know, we did a lot of the planning. We, you know, went through the numbers, and, you know, some of it's a little complicated, right? Because, you know, when does this sell versus this sell? And, you know, the timing can be a little crazy when you're trying to do all those things all at once. And, you know, but now they're actually in the process of doing it. They're about to close on that house, and they do finally have a buyer. They had one that they had, I think, about 6 months ago, and then it failed, and they came back and found a new buyer. And then this one's even, you know, probably a better deal. And so, yeah, they're going to have that business sold. They only have to work for about a month of the business with the new owners to kind of get them, you know, used to everything. And so, yeah, we've got all a plan. You know, I mean, obviously all that is insanely stressful, insanely, right? I mean, they always say don't do more than one or two big life changes. Well, they're doing them all just about, and you know, except for maybe getting married and having a kid, right? That's about the only two things they're not doing right at the same time. But yeah, so no matter what, that's all kind of crazy. But the nice thing is we're able to say, hey, yeah, we've got this plan. We're all good for everything else. So even though it's stressful and anxiety provoking, at least they know the financial side of things is going to be okay. And they knew, you know, in a few months there, they're going to be able to be retired and just enjoy life and do the things that they want to do. So, you know, and all that was just because we took the time and, you know, took the time to have a plan a few years ahead of time, not like, you know, we're doing this tomorrow type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Ideally, you want to do this a few years ahead, which is what they did. And, you know, so, you know, now we're going to be strategizing about, you know, next year doing Roth conversions, doing other things, lower their taxes, doing all sorts of great stuff. And, you know, again, if you want to get some information and get some great items there, go to our toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, you've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Eric Heckman. I'll be back next week with more advice to help you create wealth in your retirement. Again, the number to call for a complimentary visit with me is 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.